BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, coming up in about 15 minutes. 15 minutes for Jonas Brothers tickets. We'll do it just a little bit early. 7:10 for your chance to win. Rockies open up today down in Tampa.
Oh, yep, that's today.
Today is their day. Yep. They started off. I guess they're going to be the worst team in baseball, they say. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
It's not going to be good.
Oh, jeez, we're already eliminated.
Either way, they can turn it around like the Broncos did. Oh, boy.
Yeah, you got to play the game, folks.
Yeah.
Let's just see what happens,
exactly.
Okay? I know a lot of people, because I saw ESPN yesterday, and they had us picked at the bottom.
They did?
The worst team in baseball. I kind of like that, though. I mean, middle of the pack, there's no glory there.
Right? Not at all.
It's kind of like you with the bracket,
it
Jamie,
is,
because
yeah.
You stayed on bottom forever.
I did. There was a lot of glory in that. It's like you have to be like last. Middle
right.
is no fun.
Yeah. Most of the text with our text chain that we had to do with you being on the bottom.
Yeah,
so there was a
exactly.
lot of glory there. You're right. You're right. Man, did you see this earthquake?
I
wow.
did. Yeah. I'm glad I didn't know when I went to Bangkok, Thailand and Chiang Mai that... glad I didn't know that they had those.
I didn't know it either.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Oh, my God.
Thailand, 7.7. Yeah. Now, I don't know earthquakes, but I got a feeling that's a biggie.
They raised it to 8.
They did?
Yeah, last night.
I've got the news story. Should we play this?
Yes, yeah, sure.
Okay.
The earthquake toppled a high-rise under construction close to 50.
Did you see that video?
I did.
Oh, this high-rise just, I mean, it looked like the World Trade Center.
And all the workers were inside of it, and they can't find them.
50 construction workers are reported missing. It caused many more high-rises to sway. Water from a rooftop pool was falling off one building. The force of the earthquake also caused a mosque and bridge to collapse. The earthquake sent many into the streets. The damage is pretty widespread. And to make matters worse, it was followed by a powerful aftershock that registered 6.6. Rescue teams are searching through the damage, looking for any survivors that may be trapped. In Myanmar, the royal palace was damaged and several homes were demolished. The death toll is expected to be high. Tourists and expats living in Thailand describe what it was like.
People running the wrong way down the escalators, like lots of banging and crashing inside the mall. I got outside and then looked up at the building, that one there, and this whole building was just moving,
damn,
dust and debris.
Man, oh man.
Pretty intense.
Yeah, the pictures are pretty bad coming out of Thailand this morning. Hey, now I know we've talked about this before. Colorado has them, right? We have earthquakes, do we? Spadil, can you look into that real quick
maybe
here?
Maybe fracking ones.
I don't know. I thought we looked into it once before with a California quake and determined that Colorado does have them, but I don't know when the last one was.
This says it experiences minor earthquake activity compared to other states like California or Alaska.
We're not on a fault line.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So minor stuff.
The highest that's been recorded is just 2.5.
Is that from fracking?
It doesn't say, but it probably.
Yeah. That was in 1867.
When you were in California, did you like? Were you always on the edge about these things, or you never really thought about it?
Well, you don't think about it until it happens.
And
then
I know,
you're like,
but I'm just saying.
And then you're hanging on to the countertop going, oh my God, this is real. It's weird.
I got a son that lives out there, and so I go out there quite often, and I always think about it. Every time I go, I don't know why, but it's in the back of my mind.
Well, so like when we toured Stanford University, it was crazy because the guy says, oh yeah, see this, how it doesn't really, kind of match the rest of the architecture? It's because it was completely demolished in the earthquake.
Oh,
I was like, great. Yeah, tell all the parents that. Go ahead. This is a fun tour we're doing.
Holy moly.
It makes you feel safe.
It's their auditorium. It's like their huge auditorium.
Oh.
And it was completely.
Jeepers.
That San Francisco earthquake back in the 90s. Yeah, that's when it did that. So.
All right. Well, Jamie mentioned this earlier, and it's a big deal. So I thought we'd mention it again, that the Sundance Film Festival is coming here, and that's going to be here in 27. That's a huge win for Boulder.
It's huge. I don't think people even can grasp how big this is.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Simply because the film festival is like, it's world renowned.
Yeah.
I mean, people from all over the world come in for this thing, and Boulder has snagged this thing.
Did we ever figure out why they yanked it from Utah after 40 years?
I have no idea, unless they just want a change of scenery.
I saw that the committee that's in charge of it just wants a bigger city, and they felt that Boulder was a really good one because it's like really close to nature, and the community there and all that stuff kind of reflects.
Salt Lake City is
Sundance.
Is much bigger than Boulder.
Weren't they in Park City?
Park City,
like,
Utah.
Yeah. Is that where we were?
Yeah.
Is it Park City?
It's a big ski.
It's a ski. Oh, that's right. Yeah,
I
don't know.
Yeah. And I feel like it's just getting too congested.
Oh, my God. That's right. We were skiing. Yeah. That's so funny.
I saw where.
I'm being miserable.
the finalists for this, I mean, there were some crappy cities on the list. It was pretty easy for Boulder to be chosen. Yeah,
Cincinnati.
Ew.
Yeah.
Can you imagine putting the film festival in Cincinnati?
Yeah, from Park City, Utah to Cincinnati. Yay! Yeah, so this is awesome.
Our competition wasn't that thick.
No.
It wasn't very good.
Are they going to have time to build, like, little theaters?
I have no idea.
I mean, where are they going to put all these movies?
I mean, this is a global event. It's unbelievable. When I saw this story this morning, I thought, wow, what a snag for them.
Just be prepared. I just remember being on the streets and everybody had fur coats on.
Did they?
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'd fit in up
like
there.
Like real fur. They were wearing like long minks because when they come in from like Europe, they didn't really care about animals.
Yeah.
So they were wearing the real stuff and you're like, oh my
God.
This
is a bougie event.
Yeah. It's like the time I went to Vail and there was a lady in a full length mink and she had that weird round little truffle mink thing on her head. And I was like, what are you doing, lady?
Yeah, I feel like you have to have one of those metal black American Express cards just to show that to get in.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a requirement.
I don't think I'm going to fit up there, so you probably won't see me at the festival. I got a feeling Shpadil won't be there either, right, Shpadil?
At the Sundance?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would go up there.
Oh, you're going to go?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's really kind of casual, actually.
Now, is there a ticket that you have to buy for this?
Yeah, for each movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, each movie
I don't know
is,
how it works.
Depending on what you want to go see.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll bet it's a party, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and the streets are so crowded. That's the thing. I feel bad for the students. Hopefully they'll do it. I don't know when they do this.
I don't know when they do
it. Because we were skied, so it was winter.
Yeah. It'll be during the season.
Yeah.
Though.
And I feel like it was kind of like after, New Year's. It was like, so maybe February. I don't know when it's
I don't know when it is either, but it's coming here in 2 years. That's a big deal.
Welcome to Colorado Sundance Film Festival.
Officially making the move from Utah after a year-long decision where the festival was held for over 40 years.
What better place to show our hospitality to residents across Colorado and visitors from across the United States and across the world than right here to be able to help be a part of telling those powerful stories that need to be told through the medium of film.
That's a big deal.
Yep.
Big deal. BJ, Jamie Morning Show on a Friday. Going to be beautiful today. Rain? Maybe mixed with snow for the weekend.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. As I said a few minutes ago, 75 for a high today, but the cool period starts over the weekend. I think we're getting rain tomorrow night, and then possibly snow, a little bit of snow by Sunday morning. So there you go. Could be a wet weekend, or at least the back half of the weekend.
I posted what Mountain Weather Guy said. He basically said it's all going to be rain, except for the Palmer Divide and the foothills.
Did you see the pictures of Kohl's over on Parker Road?
It is cleared out.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. We mentioned this yesterday. I think our show had something to do with this. I really do. So yesterday we mentioned that the Kohl's over on Arapahoe, what's it called? Crossings or something
Arapahoe
like that?
Crossing.
It's going to be closing. It's one of those stores that are going to shut down of 27 stores. It's the one here in Colorado that's going down. And they put everything on sale. They said everything was 60 to 80% off. But the pictures, I mean, there's nothing left in this store.
There barely are shelves. There's mannequins.
Yeah, there's plenty of mannequins.
Yeah, there's mannequins.
But you've been wanting a mannequin for your basement.
I know. I need to go get one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That just tickles you.
It does. He loves it.
I can just picture in a dark basement. Oh, he's got his computer screen, and there's a mannequin there.
I know. Not to play Shmadil, like but I'm going to tell you a story. So, you know Vince Neil, right, from Motley Crue?
Yeah.
Right? So he has like five mannequins when you walk into his front, at the front entry. There's
really?
Five. Yeah, but they're dressed in racing out. He's a big race car fan. And so they're dressed in different, like F1 and different race cars.
Like the jumpsuits? Okay.
Yeah, the jumpsuit things and helmets and everything. And one night he got really drunk. I know this is shocking, but he thought it was an intruder. And so he started trying to fight the guy with the helmet.
That would be you after a couple of dabs down there, man.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just start fighting it.
Right?
Where'd all you people come from?
I will tell you, I have my NASCAR suit that I wore, and it's inside of the coat closet, and if I accidentally leave that coat closet open. When I come around the corner, it looks like a man standing there, and I jump every time. It's kind of scary.
Great. Did he beat him up?
He beat him up until Heidi was like, could you stop?
He was so liquored up that she beat up a mannequin.
I mean, can you imagine that? That is drunk. Especially if you live with those control. Five guys, yeah, those five mannequins.
You pass by like
every day. And then now you're fighting it. Man, there might have been drugs involved.
Could have been.
I guess. I don't know.
Speaking of coal shutting down with the mannequins, did you see where On the Border's going away?
Oh.
The Tex-Mex restaurant.
Yeah.
Man, everything. Really?
Yeah.
Everything's going out of business.
Oh. So I had a list here, but I can't find it.
Yeah.
And they're closing several here in the next few days.
Yeah, 70-something, like 76.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I saw three here in Colorado that are going down.
I go
yeah.
to the one off Quebec all the time.
That one's staying for now. Okay, for now. Good. But they're saying they're going to shut down all of them, that they're bankrupt.
And remember I told you off the air the other day, IHOP is merging with Applebee's.
Yeah.
So you can get a beer and waffles.
That's kind of wacky, isn't it? That's a weird marriage.
They're going to have both menus available.
So yeah, you basically have a building where if you enter one side, it's going to be Applebee's.
Yeah.
The other side will be IHOP. But right. you can cross over inside.
But they'll hand you both menus.
And both menus are yeah. available for yep. both.
It's mm-hmm. like the KFC Taco Bell combo right there. Just in a bigger restaurant.
Oh, don't forget the Pizza Hut.
Oh, yeah. Pizza Hut, yeah.
The trifecta.
Those were rare,
oh,
though.
Oh, my God. That's so great.
I don't know about you, but when I go into the KFC, Taco Bell, / Pizza Hut, yeah. whatever, the food never seems the same to me.
Oh, it's better. Are you kidding?
Really?
Oh my God! Getting a biscuit, a taco, and a personal pan pizza.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's in my head. I feel like it's cross contaminated.
Yeah, I feel like the same way. And like they're cooking multiple kinds of food that they're not focused on one or the other, so it's just not as good.
No, it's perfect.
I love it.
And I love getting breadsticks with tacos. I don't know why.
I'm a big fan too.
Mm. Yeah, I guess each his own. But this IHOP thing with Applebee's, that's pretty interesting. And I guess they're just trying to save both franchises,
correct,
right?
Correct, yeah.
Because they're both in big trouble.
I mean, it is kind of an interesting concept. Does that mean now Applebee's will be open 24 hours?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
You get a dollarita and some pancakes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, enough. We're getting hungry. I'm sorry. Ever since Jamie showed me her wings picture, I'm dying over here. Yeah. Good. Boom. Yeah, here we go. Jonas Brothers.
Yep, we have your tickets. Here's the deal. It's Living the Dream Tour. It's going to be at Ball Arena. And let's see here. The general ticket sales start at 10 a.m. today. But if you are caller 19, you get to win a pair right now. Caller 19, 303-22-ALICE. Good luck.
BJ and Jamie.
What a beautiful day. Yesterday was gorgeous, wasn't it?
It was perfection.
Today's going to be the same thing. Maybe some rain for the weekend. By the way, those Jonas Brothers tickets are on sale this morning at 10 o'clock. Ticketmaster, okay? Did you see where this guy, he's a pastor for a church. He's got one of those mega church, like 1,000 people in there. He locked the doors, wouldn't let him go home until they gave $40,000 in pledges.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the minister, I think, in Fort Collins.
That
got charged with being a predator.
No.
This one's a different one.
No, this one's not as dark.
Okay. All right, yeah.
This is a preacher who told the ushers that they need to lock the doors. Lock the doors. Nobody's going home until we reach $40,000.
That reminds me of my dad making me sit there, and I had to eat the meatloaf.
Before you could have ice cream or something?
Spadil, do you have the story?
No, before I couldn't go.
You were just strapped to the table, yeah.
Yeah, you're just stuck at the table.
Yeah. We used to have to do that, too. That was such punishment.
It's so gross. Meatloaf is nasty.
It is gross. And you know what? To this day, I would never do that to a child. I really wouldn't.
Child abuse.
It is.
I'm telling you.
So
I shoved it all in my mouth. I went to the basement and spit it out.
They would cook things. My parents would cook things, and I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
But I had to sit there and eat it or else.
Yeah, because there's kids starving in Lithuania or somewhere. I forget. Every year it changed from where they were starving.
Ethiopia.
That's where it was. Yeah. No, Ethiopia. That's the right one. Yeah,
that's the one we used in Tennessee.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know about Southern Illinois.
No, and I still use it because my son said, oh my God, it's so hot in here. It's like an Ethiopian in church.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah. I always pictured the fly on the face. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Hey, Spadil, do you have that audio?
I sent fly swatters there.
To where?
To Africa.
Well, you're a good person.
I know. Because really it was so sad because I was like, you know, they'd always, in the eyes. And, so, and the flies, I was like, okay, you can send either, you know, a dollar a month or whatever. But I just, I went ahead and I loaded up a bunch of fly swatters because it looked like they needed them.
Why do you have to brag about your good dates?
I'm sorry. You're right.
Can you back it down a bit? You know, what do you want? A pat on the back for your fly swatter?
Making us look bad.
What you didn't know is at the time I was living in Texas.
Yeah. Oh.
Have you guys not seen the Texas fly swatters?
No.
They're this big.
They're huge? Why have I not seen those?
Everything's bigger in Texas. Have you guys not seen those?
Spadell.
I never lived in Texas.
Do you have the audio?
I have the audio of the pastor not letting people out.
Yeah. The pastor,
going back to that.
He wouldn't let people out of the church. He had 1,000 people in there, so he needed $40 from each one, right?
Yeah.
To get $40,000. All right, play it. Go ahead.
There's 1,000 of you. I said close them doors. Ushers, close the doors. Close the doors. Close the doors. We all gonna leave together. Y'all ain't going no place but to the restaurant. There's 1,000 of you tonight, and those that are watching, it's 1,000 that's watching online.
Uh-oh.
This is a small seed. If I get 1,000 online to give this, if I get 1,000 in the sanctuary to give this, that's $40,000.
There you go. $40,000 he needs, or you can't leave the church.
Did they get it?
Like a prison. I'm sure they did. They went home.
Yes, they did. They wanted to lay out.
He was going to unlock the doors unless they did.
Crazy.
Hey, Spadell, did you find the cable thing?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what is this story exactly?
This is insane. Okay. So listen, you guys. Now, this is crazy. I mean, the church guy. Crazy.
Yeah,
this is crazier. All right. So apparently China has come out. And so all the nations, all of the countries, all everybody, we have 95% of our internet in the world underneath the ocean, right? The whole world, 95% of it. And it's all encased in steel. And it's just an agreement that everybody knows that we want to keep it and blah, blah, blah. Don't do anything to it. China came out yesterday. And well, actually, you can just play it because they came out and said,
China has unveiled a deep sea cable cutting device. It's the first nation in the world to do so, to officially disclose such a tool. This cable cutter can operate at depths of 4,000 meters. But most undersea cables are just 2,000 meters below the surface. So what is China's plan here? What are they trying to do? Why have they developed cable cutters to operate 4,000 meters below the sea level? China has already been accused of sabotaging underwater cables, and the latest unveiling shows that it is the biggest threat to undersea networks across the world.
She is from IT support. Yes.
Wow. So if they cut a cable, then we're down.
Yeah, 95% of the world is.
Wow.
Yeah, the internet, the world.
The internet would go down, right?
Y'all, everything. Security systems, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Flight control. I mean, you know, everything.
That's terrifying.
We're completely reliant on the internet. Like, even if you fly somewhere, you do anything, this radio show, everything.
Yeah. It might be a blessing if the internet went down.
No, the internet controls everything. All the planes will crash while they're in the air because nobody can do anything.
Right.
We are so dependent on
it. Yeah, we are so crazy dependent. All the self-driving cars.
Yeah, all the Waymos. See ya.
Yeah, everything. Everything's good. Because the internet controls the satellites.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I don't know if the internet does.
Yeah, it does.
Maybe Wi-Fi, but I don't know if the internet does.
Which is what?
Well, it's not
Wi-Fi?
The internet.
Yes, it is.
Wi-Fi is the internet.
Wi-Fi is the internet.
I'm thinking of the internet as in, you know, what you look up, .coms, all that.
That is exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, Wi-Fi. Internet.
It's hardwired from the Wi-Fi?
What?
Is that what it is?
All of our countries are linked through the ocean.
Yeah, through the cables.
Yeah.
Right.
I saw one of the cables scuba diving out in Hawaii.
Yeah, I guess it's in case it's huge.
They're huge.
Yeah.
Jamie, they're as big as a car.
Yeah.
I mean, they're absolutely devastating.
And they like flat out said, we can cut your wires.
Great. Just great. Now I got something to worry about all weekend.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
It is a big deal.
A wire's going to get cut, man. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to tabloid trash. It's coming up next here. Stand by.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm just collecting my thoughts about this Hulk Hogan situation.
Yeah, it's kind of wacky, isn't it?
It is wacky.
Yeah,
it is.
Daughter and
I can't believe the mom and the daughter haven't talked for 7 years.
That seems crazy to me.
It seems so sad.
She had a falling out with both of them, though.
Yeah.
Remember that with her dad and her mom? Uh-huh. And it's just a wacky bunch.
But she's still friends with her dad.
Yeah, now she's back with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. She had a period there where she wasn't, though. Because he didn't approve of one of her boyfriends. Remember that?
I think so.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Remember that? He made some really bad comments. they're a wacky bunch, man.
I guess she doesn't now have her dad.
She doesn't?
I don't know. Do we have audio?
I think so. I think it was the mom, right? Isn't she the one who put out the audio?
Yeah, Linda.
Crying and all that, right? He divorced her a while back. Remember, they were into it big time.
15 years ago.
Here's the audio of Linda Hogan and how the family is destroyed.
It's been 15 or longer years since I got left Hulk Hogan. And my family is in the worst mess. Brooke doesn't talk to us. She's had twins. She got married. She didn't tell us. She had twins. She didn't tell us. She had a huge fight with Terry. I don't know how that reflected onto me, but she cut me out too. I haven't talked to her for 7 years, almost 8 years now. And God bless Nick. He's still such a good boy. I've never put a Facebook post out like this with my ugly face and my crying face. He's a complete liar. He is a sex addict. Yet he marches on. He marches on like, I'm promoting my own beer, real American beer. Yeah, look at me. Woo! Yeah, he's such a hero, right?
New hot wife.
I think Linda drank the all-American beer.
Did you see the video? She looks awful.
I did. So what it said in the video then, it said that Brooke had a relationship with her dad after the divorce, even though he's the one that cheated on her and she, you know, that's why they broke up. But that Brooke continued to have a relationship with him because he was pushing her music career. Right? Remember how he shopped her around? And he shopped her to everybody and everything. And so now, though, after several times, here's what she had to say. I don't have a relationship with my mom or my dad now. I have no contact with my father, and it has nothing to do with my mother. This also pertains to my dad's second, third, and now current wife. That's four. This decision was made based purely on how they have each dealt with me directly my entire life. She added that she has been extremely verbally and mentally abused since her childhood. Both physically, too.
Yeah. Man, I don't think this video helps Linda Hogan any.
No, I don't either. I don't know why she even went on and did it.
He's already married again. He moves on. And yes, he's Hulk Hogan. You know, he's got his own beer. He made tons of money. I mean, what are you going to do about that?
Remember,
I mean,
last time we saw her, she was asleep on a park bench.
Yeah.
All passed out.
And I went to Hulk Hogan's house on two occasions in Clearwater, Florida.
Yeah.
To, you know, try to work this deal with him on something. He is the most egotistical person I think I've ever met in my life. I walked into his house. Linda opened the door when I got there. She opens the door. I go in waiting on Hulk. And he's got these monitors on the wall. The whole wall is monitors, and they're all playing clips of him.
That's funny.
Every one of them. And I'm just sitting here going, whoa, that's pretty crazy.
Of when he was in the WWE
or whatever it was. Yeah. Every one of them was playing clips of Hulk Hogan.
You would get, there's a Netflix documentary about him. You'd get a kick out of it.
I've seen it.
Oh, you have seen it?
I've seen it.
I thought you didn't know how to do Netflix.
I've seen it. I don't know if it was Netflix. I think the one I saw was on Discovery ID. Okay. Yeah. I don't think it was the Netflix series.
By the way, yesterday I was watching the Halftime Report, which I know you would think is, you know, sports, but it's not. It's stocks. And anyway, on the Halftime Report, the analysts, they give like their picks, right? Like who do you pick or whatever. And the one analyst said, I would buy Netflix stock in a heartbeat because it's the one thing that Americans don't care how much you charge me. I'm always going to keep that.
Seriously, I know. Every time we all threaten to cancel, but guess what? I'm still watching Netflix.
You know, right? He's like, I would buy Netflix stock because nobody cancels and they can just keep jacking up the price. And I thought, my God, he's not wrong. Yeah. He's not wrong. And he also said buy Costco because people love that too. Americans love Costco and Netflix.
I love Costco. I know that. Yeah.
They sell everything. They sell the craziest stuff. I told
Good
you
stuff.
That. Coffins.
Coffins. Yeah. That's the
so weird.
I tell you, that,
I don't get it.
That Kirkland brand that they have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. You love their golf balls.
I do.
By the way, shout out to South Suburban Golf Course. I love that place.
Yeah.
I've never been to like that kind of like city golf course. I swear by it. It was amazing.
Yeah, they have a lot of nice courses around, but I'm sure that would. I've never been to that one. I want to mention those kids again. Couple of kids that are going to be in the drive.
Yeah. Well, let me just finish. So they have a par 3 and a par 18 there. And if you want to go there, and Nina is the golf coach, and I paid, so don't think I'm plugging her for free or anything. For a free lesson. I paid. But she was fantastic. She was really great.
Cool.
She knows what she's doing. All right, what?
All right, two boys out of Colorado, two teenagers. I think one might be 12, maybe 15. But these boys are going to be participating in Augusta, Georgia. Going to be down there for the Masters because the putt, I think it's called the drive, chip, and putt competition is down there. And these two kids from Colorado, they're a finalist in this.
13-year-old Hudson Blake of Fort Morgan and 15-year-old Isaiah Fowler of Greeley were among the top 80 golfers in the country that qualified for the drive, chip, and putt national finals. This competition will take the Colorado kids to a dream destination for any golfer.
2 weeks ago, I was like, it all just kind of came to me. I was like, wait, I'm going to the Augusta National. So it was just.
Is that a Greeley accent?
I was wondering the same thing.
No, I think I've only been to Greeley once, but I feel like that might be a Greeley accent this kid has here. Let me hear that again.
2 weeks ago, I was like, it all just kind of came to me. I was like, wait, I'm going to the Augusta National. So it was just.
Yeah, that's Weld County right there, folks.
Yeah, look at that. You know, there's a farmer right there. Ran some farmers, kid. I can tell it.
Yep. That's pretty crazy.
And then finally for you, Megan Fox gave birth to a bouncing baby girl, and her ex, Machine Gun Kelly, posted about it. She has not. He did. And it's a picture of his finger, and the baby's fingers are wrapped around it.
And they named it Bullet. Machine Gun Kelly. Machine Gun Bullet.
All right. There you go. Tablet.
It's a Weld County exit.
It is.
That's unbelievable to me.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.